At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we are.
Hey!
Look at us. We're here.
Look at you.
And if you want to see us in action, at Covino and Rich. Spotty's always putting videos up for your viewing pleasures.
We're getting hyped.
And for your listening pleasures, Danny G always puts a Best Of podcast up.
Yo, that is fire, Danny G.
Turning our tin cans to gold every day. Producer Danny G.
Danny.
Yeah, yeah.
We have the greatest DJ in all the land. It's not DJ Pauly D.
Hey.
It's DJ Ramos.
Hey, Ramos.
And of course, Dan Beyer, and we be rocking out. Let's go.
All right, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Easy. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Ooh. Later today, I mentioned Pauly D. Hey, it's DJ Pauly D. Yeah, buddy.
Cab's here.
We will talk Jersey Shore because someone you know in the world of sports is a big fan.
I was shocked. Humanized him. Made me like him more. We'll talk about what superstar athlete loves Snooki.
And don't overpromise, Rich, because I know we're getting to midweek major with the most famous host from Scotch Plains, New Jersey. Spot is going to go over all the headlines in the world of sports and pop culture.
We'll dissect them a little bit.
Yeah, the story's weak. Are they mid? Are they midweek? Are they major? We do it every midweek on Wednesday, so stick around for that.
And today is the birthday of one John C. Reilly, and that's a terrible impression. We're going to go over some of the best depictions of athletes and coaches in movies and TV, because he plays a damn good Jerry Buss.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll get to all that. But before we get to the Jersey Shore and all the stuff going on in the world of the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, there's something Danny G said in our pre-show meeting, and I thought it was just a great phrase. We're saying how the Celtics, you don't want to leave this door open if you're the Miami Heat or a Miami Heat fan, because it's very different than what the Lakers are doing. The Lakers, if they had won game four, I know that's old news now, Denver Nuggets going to their first NBA Finals ever, but if the Lakers had won that game four, they had such an uphill battle because they were, as Danny would say, they were slinging rocks against Goliath. They were the little guy trying to beat the top team.
Yeah, they played the best they could.
And just couldn't do it.
They couldn't do it.
Yeah, they were just, you know, sometimes, as LeBron and AD said, the best team they played against as a duo.
The Denver Nuggets really did look that good.
They're that good. Even when the Lakers had their hottest moments in games, they would always be like, oh, there's the third quarter. They outscored the Lakers by 20.
But if you're going to quote Danny G, you have to say, yeah,
Oh,
they were slinging rocks, yeah.
Yeah, Danny, you might as well say it.
They were slinging rocks.
So he was slinging rocks.
Against Goliath, where...
Against Goliath.
I don't sound like that.
You know, if you...
Against Goliath.
If you're the Boston Celtics, all along, you've been the better team. This Jimmy Buckets playoff mammoth, this is an anomaly. Jimmy Buckets is a great player, but... The Celtics could very well be that team. If there's ever going to be a team that comes back, you leave that door open. As Charles Barkley said, Game 5 in Boston, he thinks is a lock.
He said it's a cakewalk.
So now it's 3-2.
Well, the Celtics said, don't let us win last night. Don't let us win because now you're opening up the floodgates. You give us a crack, we're knocking the door down.
What happens when someone gives you a crack? Just asking.
No, nothing.
Nothing. Okay, well, if you let the Celtics, if you give them a crack, they go to the Boston area, they win game five. Them winning on the road when they're, quote, a better team isn't crazy. So I'm not the guy that's saying, like, first team ever. So what is it now? 0-150 when teams drop down to 3-0. Maybe this is the year. If Jimmy Butler gets cold,
he just had a bad game, yeah. You know, and they did. Celtics 116, Heat 99. So the Celtics get one, 3-1. Cakewalk in game five. We'll find out. We got to wait another day. And even worse than that, we're going to have to wait until June 1st for the actual NBA finals, which feels like forever.
Which could work to the advantage of the Miami Heat or Boston if they have some miraculous comeback. I mean, Denver's going to be sitting on their rear ends for 10 days. So it's like, Jokic, MVP-level play. Jamal Murray was, you know, hotter than any girl on Instagram. They were playing so well that do you really want that team to sit on their butts for 10 days? What could happen? I mean, I know it's a different sport, but look what happened to the Dodgers last year. Best team in the National League sat around waiting for the wild card series for a week and then lost in the first round. It happened. So I just wanted to give you the perfect analogy, Kurt Hennig style.
Mr. Perfect.
Well, if you're going to give Mr. Perfect analogies, we need the theme music.
Well,
so
you got to get that
Ramos
to Ramos.
Know next time.
Yeah.
We need that in the system. Bum, 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 bum.
The Mr. Perfect theme might be one of the best.
Oh, I think it is. We need that. We need that, DJ Ramos, next time Rich has a perfect analogy.
So, the Lakers, when they were down 3-0, obviously, yeah, they're
you
out
were
of
not
it.
Buying it.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about. It's old news now. They lost.
I was trying to get people hyped up about the chances, the probabilities, but the Nuggets were too good.
Yeah. So, but that would be like fourth quarter. You're a Steelers fan. You're down 21, and Kenny Pickett's your guy. Like, are we really going to come back?
Well, you know what I didn't want to say, Rich, is like you don't hot dog it. You got to play to win. That's the mindset. That's LeBron's mindset. That's the team's mindset. Austin Reeves. That's his mindset. He was talking about it. You go there to win. Plus, you never know what's going to happen. I would never wish this or manifest it or jinx any team. But, you know, Jamal Murray could have stubbed his toe. You know, and he's out for the rest of the season.
Someone could have landed on Jokic's ankle.
You know what I mean? And now, wow, it's 3-1. It's a whole different series, and anything could have happened. I didn't want to jinx that, but anything could have happened. Celtics, I think what you're getting at is a completely different story because they're the better team, or at least
Lakers,
we thought they were.
My analogy is the Lakers trying to come back down 3-0 to the Nuggets was like down 21 in the fourth quarter and you're a Steelers fan, and it's like, all right, Kenny Pickett could... No, it's not going to happen. Now, if you're the Celtics down 3-0, it's sort of like one of those playoff games where you got Mahomes, the Chiefs somehow stumbled out to like, they're losing by 17 or 21 in the first half. And you're like, we got Mahomes. It's possible. And I think Celtic fans should think it's possible. I mean, it is. You got three games left. You got to win all three. Two of them are in Boston against a, quote, lesser opponent. It's not over. So if you're rooting for any excitement, hey, maybe that's it. Maybe you root for the Celtics to make it a series.
Oh, yeah. If they win game five like Sir Charles said they would,
cakewalk.
Man, now you're tuned in for sure. You're like, oh, okay, wait a second. This is good. So I hope you enjoyed the games yesterday. We got to say rest in peace, Tina Turner.
I saw that.
It's the
that.
Tina Turner celebration show. She passed away at 83. I was driving when I got the news. I was talking to my parents on the way home. My mom was like, oh, my God, what happened?
Tina Turner.
I'm like, well, she's 83. You know, people forget how old people are. I'm like, she's 83. I know she had some illness, a long-term illness and everything, but you know, she's 83. What a life.
I have a morbid question. At what age is it not like, oh, my God, tragic? It's like, yeah, they're old. Is it
anything 80s? Over 80-something?
After 80, I think 85 or older. It's no longer like, oh, my God, could you believe? Because I guess you could believe. They're already, you know, like,
yeah, it's like you just forget how old people are.
Any final thoughts, by the way, fellas? Danny G, Ramos on the Celtics. Is it a pipe dream, or you think it could be the one time in NBA history where, like, the 3-0 is starting to seem, like, not crazy?
I know Dan Beyer had a thought on this as well before we wrap it up, but you know, on paper, the Celtics should have never got in this hole to begin with.
True.
But with Jimmy Butler on the other side and the baller he is during the postseason, I don't see how the next game is a cakewalk. Yeah, it's a home game, but obviously they've lost some home games there.
Spoelstra is, you know, arguably one of the best coaches, and Jimmy Butler is one of the biggest game players. So, I mean, you're likely still going to win the series, but Dan, what do you think? 3-0, now it's 3-1. They go to Boston. It's starting to look a little like possibly.
Well, I think the reason is, and this is my thing ever since it happened last night, like this is my thing I'm going to talk about, is you have not seen an 8 seed jump out to a 3-0 lead on a higher seed team. So
unprecedented times.
Yes. Like, you know, it's almost unheard of. And so now you have a scenario where we haven't seen this very often. We've seen teams go up 3-0, but it's usually the better team. And now how it plays out in the schedule, it's such an advantage for Boston to have this game 5 in Boston. And then it completely puts the pressure on Miami. Like, I even think if we were honest with each other and looked back at the Lakers series, even if the Lakers would have won game 4, really how difficult maybe it would have been for them to go and win game 5.
It's like slinging rocks against Goliath.
Yeah. Yes. But now you look at this scenario.
That was at Goliath.
And it isn't as far-fetched. Yeah. And so, you know, Charles Barkley was right in how we look at everything. It all likely will come down to game 6. At least that's what it appears on paper. But the reason is because of we haven't seen this lower seeded team, let alone an 8 seed, jump out to a 3-0 lead on a higher seeded team. And when you break it down, and I use the old NBA finals scheduling of 2-3-2. Remember they used to do it? Now they do two games, 1-1-1.
The 1-1-1 is game changing.
It is. And it actually really benefits Boston in this scenario. If you would have had a 2-3-2 scenario in these conference finals, I think the Heat would feel pretty good going into game 5. It's their home game. There's not as much pressure on them, but I think it's a huge advantage for Boston. And this scheduling has been like this for a long time, so I'm not saying that the Heat are getting screwed. But when you look at how it lays out, the path is a lot easier because Boston's the better team. They now have 2 of 3 road games. They've finally been able to break through. So it isn't as far-fetched as it just appears as a normal 3-0 series lead on the surface.
Again, maybe it wasn't the Mr. Perfect analogy, but it is sort of like when you see Mahomes down by like 20, you're like, you know what? If it's early enough,
sure,
you're not shocked if he comes back. You've seen playoff games where, wasn't there one against Houston or something where like Mahomes was down 21-0 in the first 24 or second?
24-0.
24-0. And it's like, well, hold on, it's early.
And Kivino, I'm sorry to bring it up, but 0-4. Like, if you're a Red Sox fan or you're a Yankees fan on the other side and you're saying, geez, they're going to have Schilling pitch, you know, he could be available. Well, this could actually set up. I think that's kind of how this plays out with Boston and Miami right now. Like, you can see a path. We thought we could see a path with Denver and the Lakers, but I don't know how realistic that path was.
Well, it was more just, you know, we have Laker friends and we live in L.A. And it's LeBron and it's a good story. But realistically, all along, Denver just felt,
you know what it is,
so
too?
Good.
You bring up 04, Dan Beyer, and I hate you for that. but it's you see that momentum shift, and that's why the Heat has to put a stop to it. That's why they were saying they should never let him win yesterday anyway. But they have to stop that momentum because that's scary. Once the other team picks up, you're like, oh, no.
Camino, I think 04, and you and I always say the same thing, when Dave Roberts stole second.
That was it, yeah.
That was big. But then you look at that Dave Roberts, you're like, that's the same guy? That like right? he looks
like 30 years overnight.
I mean, I know that was a lot. Jeez, it's almost 20 years ago, but doesn't it feel like that Dave Roberts looks like a different human?
But once he started coaching, it was hard to believe he was the same dude. So I'm with you, man. But who's the better matchup? The Celtics and the Nuggets are the better matchup. wouldn't you say?
In terms for us in watching?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Because as much as I believe in the Heat, and yeah, man, it looks like they might beat the Celtics still. I mean, they're still up 3-1. Come
know.
On.
I don't know the...
You know, are they going to be able to compete with these Nuggets who made the Lakers look bad?
But here's the other thought, too. Of all the four major sports, I wonder if there's... you know, our buddy Elias at the Sports Bureau? I wonder if he's done some homework on this. Is there any sport where... you, quote, get colder easier. Like if a baseball team sits around for a week or so, you can say, oh, the bats got cold. If a football team has, you know, they sit their players week 18 and then they have a bye and then it's like, yo, these guys haven't played for a few weeks. If you're the Denver Nuggets and you're sitting around for 10 days, I don't know what that says.
I think it's a big deal. This is a really big deal. Yeah. You want to keep that momentum, right?
I can't imagine.
Anything can happen in 10 days. You know, stay safe. I would be like, look, Jokic, don't do anything stupid. Don't go diving off a diving board or trimming the hedges. Did you see what happened to Josh Donaldson recently? He was set back because he sliced his finger open putting something together at home. It's like, yo, just guys, we got a lot of time here.
Josh Donaldson, he's on the IL because he was putting together an IKEA furniture piece.
Yeah, no, it's like, just don't do anything dumb. Don't be playing a pickup game of wiffle ball. Just chill out. Don't be diving off of anything Memorial Day weekend. Just relax. Don't get hurt. Because that 10 days, anything could happen.
They should hold the training camp. They should open it up tomorrow and just, hey, you got a week and a half to do so. Why not?
Man, well, thank you, Dan Beyer. You know, it's funny because we're talking about Celtics, Heat, Nuggets move on. Yet, like you said yesterday, the narrative, LeBron James, on all the TVs again, even on FS1. Should LeBron want to add a third star? Trae Young, Kyrie, and Danny, you were saying Colin Cowherd today was talking a lot about Draymond linking up with LeBron. So LeBron still has the headlines in the NBA.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer wrote an article yesterday, and it was the different options he thought would be the best for LeBron or the most obvious ways to go at the end of his career here. And number four was force a trade to the Golden State Warriors.
Well, and that's why he's... being cryptic, Ja Morant style. That's why he's being cryptic about what his future holds. Because think about it in any relationship. If you're being wishy-washy about your outlook on your relationship, that other person's probably going to step up a little bit to make things better for you.
I don't know how I feel anymore.
You're like, what do you mean you don't know? What's going on with me?
Hey, let's take a nice weekend romantic getaway.
Now you're the best boyfriend or husband ever, right? Because they seem uncertain about the future. If LeBron plays these tactics, plays these baby games, and he's like, well, I don't know, man.
I don't know how I feel about you anymore.
The Lakers are going to do everything they can to step up and make them happy and keep them happy, right? And make sure they get those Kyries that are available or those Draymond Greens or whoever he may want. So that's why he's doing what he's doing. Everybody knows it.
How do you think the LA fans would embrace Draymond?
Yeah, I mean, that's the crazy part of this is we talked about it in our pre-show meeting. Reverse engineering is bring Draymond to L.A. because that makes more sense. Draymond doesn't have a contract, whereas obviously LeBron is under contract.
And the Lakers need one of those gritty, get-dirty type of guys.
They do. Like,
and he can help AD underneath. We talked about it. Some of AD's deficiencies would be totally supplemented by Draymond Green.
Now, the reason O'Connor ran with this idea was because obviously he heard a little bit of noise, but also the connection between Draymond Green loving LeBron. We always hear him singing LeBron's praises. And LeBron has been vocal about wanting to play with Steph Curry.
And there's no way. Oh, wait, hold on. I still believe that, but there's no way that LeBron is going to the Golden State Warriors. I know we live in a culture of...
Never say
well, you
never.
You just
no,
did
no,
Colin's entire
never.
Show this morning.
This culture is a little different because we grew up with...
Battle your opponents.
Now it's...
you team up with them.
If you can't beat them, join them sort of mentality.
Look, LeBron would get killed.
But I don't think
he'd get killed.
LeBron would do that just merely on the fact that he'd be slaughtered by the media, and his own legacy would be tarnished as a result. Like, at the end of his career, he joined the Golden State Warriors. People would see right through that. No way.
But if you are LeBron, last note on LeBron, don't worry. We won't hang from him like everyone else. It's wild how he is on everyone's mind. When you are LeBron James, it's sort of like when someone's a big deal. If you're Joe Rogan, Howard Stern back in the day, Pat McAfee, you know, a Cowherd or a Stephen A. When you got some pull, you're allowed to call your own shots, right? And LeBron's at the end of his career, and people are going to accommodate him. What he could say, hey, Lakers, I want to stay here, but yo, Rob Pelinka, yo, Genie, here's what I need, or it might be over for me. And they're going to listen. Mm-hmm. Or he might say, if you want to deal me here, you tell me why I should come there. And, you know, he holds the cards. Very few times in your life do you have the power LeBron has, right? Who wouldn't want him on their
team? Oh, he's in the driver's seat, but I think he's staying put in L.A. It's who's coming to him. That's what I believe. So we got to talk about Aaron Rodgers and what humanized him in the past 24 hours. It's John C. Riley's birthday.
Yeah, it is.
No relation to Pat. But we're going to talk other actors who nailed the sports role.
Who has better hair? The afro of John C. Riley or the slicked back hair of Pat Riley?
I mean, clearly John C. Riley. And, of course, Spidey's got your midweek major. We're going over all these stories in the world of sports and pop culture. And thanks for sticking around with Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Love hanging with you guys. In fact, love you so much that we want you to get hooked up with Butcher Box. What was the last thing you had from Butcher Box? I had the chicken two nights ago.
That steak, man. Steak is fantastic.
By the way, I'm a little greedy with it.
I like it so much. And like my kid wants more. I'm like, that's less for me.
I know I bust your chops about Covino likes his steak medium well. But did you notice like the perfect marbling on these steaks?
It was like Kurt Hennig himself cut these.
No, but have you noticed steaks? There's no like the minimal gristle. Like the steaks are perfect.
So good.
And the chicken's great. The salmon's fantastic. All the meat. The chicken, you said, is never rubbery. It's quality. The price point's great. ButcherBox.com, code CRSHOW.
High quality meats. And again, seafood delivered right to your door. So convenient. So awesome. ButcherBox.com. If you order now, you get 2 pounds of ground beef free in every box for a year, plus $20 off your first order when you sign up. Again, ButcherBox.com/CRSHOW.
2 pounds of free ground beef per month. That's like saying, hey, each month we're giving you free meatballs and free cheeseburgers.
That's
like
a lot of burgers this summer.
I'm saying you're getting free meat.
It's going to be a Butcher Box summer.
But that's what
a hot Butcher Box summer.
No, a hot butcher summer.
Hot butcher summer,
so
man.
ButcherBox.com. Use code CRSHOW for the hookup right now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CR Show. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CR Show. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Wait a second. Is this Dewey Cox? Celebrating John C. Reilly.
Oh, it's me. I love you guys. I love you guys. You're great.
Thanks, John C. Yeah. Reilly. It's Covino and Rich with DJ Ramos in the mix.
Woo!
Very underrated movie, actually. Spot is here. Check our social media. He's putting up videos with Elijah. Doing a great job at Covino and Rich. And, of course, did I say Dan Beyer? Danny G is super producing on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. And, Rich, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. So get a multi-policy discount.
This is all true. What are you saying?
By combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more, all your protection in one place, bundle and save at Progressive.com. The more I think about it,
Oh, I get it. But the more you think about it, you wait for the day where you could call Progressive and say that you have a boat, an RV, an ATV, and more.
Think about that every night before I go to bed. Manifesting.
ATVs.
Every time I see the clock and it's 1:11 or 11:11, I make a wish for all those things. Now, we're going to get to midweek major and all the fun stuff and all the pop culture and
but
sports.
But the more you think about it.
The more I think about it, it's fun to speculate about LeBron's future. He's coming back to play. It's fun to speculate. He's pouting to get what he wants. He's being cryptic to get what he wants. He's keeping people on their toes and on the edge so that he gets what he wants so he could win. It's a great tactic, and you could use it in your own life. But the more I think about it, speculate all you want that he's going to play for the Golden State Warriors. That's never going to happen. LeBron is not a person.
He's a Steve Covino.
He's a come to me sort of person.
Yeah, Steve Covino doesn't like leaving his house. Do you think LeBron?
You want to hang? Come to my house. I don't want to go visit you. So LeBron, he's LeBron James. If I'm Steve Covino and I'm like, I'm not coming all the way to see you. You want to see me? Come see me. You think LeBron is going to go to Golden State to play with them?
And
he wants Draymond and whoever else to come to him.
Add another layer to the mix. Ramos, where did LeBron's son just decide to go to college?
That would be the University of Southern California.
So why is LeBron going to go to Northern California? I know you could say it's only up the coast, but at this stage of the game, LeBron's probably going to say, you know, we're close enough with the Lakers. Trae Young, Kyrie,
Draymond, to me guy, dude.
Come here. He's not in his prime asking people to come to Cleveland. He's asking other superstars to come to Los Angeles.
Yes, without a doubt. It's fun to speculate, but that's not happening.
Easier for Aaron Rodgers to tell people to join him in New York than Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Relax.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, you got to look at it that way, right?
And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, we found out some fun information about Aaron Rodgers. Now, was this another tactic? Or was he just being honest?
Is this along the lines? Is this along the lines of him going to the Knicks game and the Rangers game and smiling and high-fiving everyone?
Ain't nothing wrong with winning over the fans.
But Aaron Rodgers said that he loves the Jersey Shore.
And he meant the show.
Yeah, not like Seaside Heights.
Yeah, he didn't mean Point Pleasant.
Yeah, no, but the boardwalk. He loves playing when you know that game you're good at where you roll the bowling ball over the hump but it can't roll back? He's great at shooting the gun in the clown's mouth. He loves the Jersey Shore.
He loves the Midway Steakhouse on the Seaside Boardwalk.
he loves going to Jenkinson's in Point Pleasant. Oh. No, but the Jersey Shore, the TV show, and I think people were speculating, yo, is he for real? Oh, he's for real. He said he loved the show, and before he joined the Jets, all he really knew about Jersey was Teterboro Airport, which is outside of, you know, where the Jets play, and the Jersey Shore. Might as well throw the Sopranos in there too, right? Hey, Tom, with all due respect, the Jersey Shore, I want to throw it out there. A.
So you think he's familiar with the Bada Bing?
The Bada Bing. You were saying it earlier, and I agree with you.
Oh, when I was eating Gabagool?
This is good. Hey, Tom, this is good.
What was I saying?
You were saying how this humanizes Aaron Rodgers type of tactic. It humanizes them. Like, oh, wow, Aaron Rodgers, we know the ayahuasca. We know the dark retreat. You know, we know all these things.
This is a very weird example. But when you see someone in a different light, that's when you really start to like them and appreciate them. So I'm like, oh, the human side of Aaron Rodgers. He likes the Jersey Shore. I'm from Jersey. He appreciated the show. I enjoyed the show. It was a train wreck. I liked it.
You know what it's like to, I'll give you the other analogy. It's like when the president of the United States, no matter who it is, fills out his March Madness bracket. It's like, oh, wow, like, he's a normal guy. Like, oh, he picked Duke to be a, you, yeah, you start yeah. to
I
get
was
a different
say,
feel.
Like, yeah. Does your wife or girlfriend ever get under your skin sometimes and she's just like a pain in the ass?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then you see her in her own element. Like, you go to visit their family and you see, and she's just someone's daughter and she's just like in daughter mode and she's in her own atmosphere and element and state, or, you know, she's someone's kid basically, and you're seeing them, a different side of them.
Yeah.
And they're humanized. Like, oh, yeah, look, I like them in this element. I like them again. I appreciate them. I just appreciated the human side of Aaron Rodgers when he talked about it. Made him a normal guy to me.
But my big thought here, it's less about Aaron Rodgers loving the Jersey Shore. I think it's time for all of us, me, you, Spot, Danny G, Ramos, Dan Beyer, and everyone listening to FSR right now, can we all admit that at one point we all loved the Jersey Shore?
Loved it.
Can we all admit that it's fun to make fun of?
I'm just a kid from Union, New Jersey.
But there was a point in our lives in the 2000s, it started in 2009, to a little timestamp, that at one point we were all like, yo, the situation, Snooki, Pauly D, it was a great, fun reality show.
Awesome. I loved it. Every second of it.
Thank you, Dan Beyer.
Yes.
Trash TV at its finest.
It was.
It really was.
And I've even watched some of the spinoffs. Not as much anymore, but the ones they've had recently, I've tried to watch a little while.
Yeah, the family vacations.
Yeah.
Can I blow your minds then? Fun fact. Was so into it and had so much fun with it because, again, it was putting Jersey on the map. I grew up at the Jersey Shore. I was there all the time as a kid. I actually wrote a song that made it onto the show.
Really?
Yeah, and it was called We Don't Pump Our Gas, We Pump Our Fists. Because in Jersey,
it was a parody song Covino made, and someone
It wasn't a parody. It was an original.
Oh, it was an original. We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
It was like a goofy club song, but you pumped your fist to it, because in Jersey, we don't pump gas.
You can't.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So we don't pump our gas, we pump our fists, and they played it on the show. So, and we had the credits and everything.
That's
so
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. I had no, was it like in like, I would assume like second or third season or something like that?
I forget. Yeah.
Early on, it was probably around the time when Pauly D was like, cabs are here. And all of a sudden, Covino's,
saw the stupid Covino and Rich show in the credits with the song.
And
so at the time, we're like, yeah, buddy.
And Covino's been gym tan laundering since, he's been GTL since the 90s.
I was keeping it fresh to death before the show even happened. So, I did like it. And here's the thing. It was a perfect storm of characters. They really casted this show in a great way, and they were likable. You have to realize, Rich and I, we were older already, working in radio, doing our thing when the show was at its peak.
Yeah,
we got to meet all these kids and interview them several times. They were really likable, personable personalities. Like, they were really funny, man. So they took the world by storm. I don't know how you missed it. So when Aaron Rodgers is perplexed as to how some of the younger guys don't know who they are.
Yeah, that was another part
of
the story.
I get the confusion, but then you have to realize again how old they are.
Yeah, maybe, 2009, some of these kids, they were teens, not younger. You know, that was 14 years ago when the show debuted.
Put that in perspective. I was a dad already, still way into this show. So, you know, it was a great show.
The best, my favorite part of it was when the lookalike Ronnie, and like the guy that looked exactly like Ronnie.
Yes.
And you talk about them being likable, like Ronnie was totally went with it. Like for all of his faults and everything, like there's a lot of times I hate it when people like be like, oh, you look like this guy. I think it's so insulting. But there's a guy that when it looked like Ronnie, and then they brought him home and he's going along. Like it was so great.
Wait,
it's
I'm
such
putting
great
it all
TV.
Together. Wait, so Dan Beyer, that's why you drink Ron Ron juice every
yeah.
day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say.
I had no idea.
What's that in his thermos?
Ron Ron juice.
I didn't know it's because you love the Jersey Shore like Aaron Rodgers, but he's right. Like I'm sure there's a lot of people waiting to pounce on him for like, dude, you hear Aaron Rodgers was a big, I actually respect him more as a result. It was a stupid show.
I think the show made TV history when the anonymous note was written to Sammy Sweetheart.
Oh yeah. The sweetest bee you'll ever meet.
You know, it's wild because, you know, we do a sports show here on Fox Sports Radio, but the reality is we could all admire a fun reality show like the Jersey Shore. And the fact that Aaron Rodgers, who is a peculiar guy, like we said, ayahuasca, darkness retreats, odd relationships with
weird
teammates,
tattoos.
Families, tattoos, his cryptic messages with McAfee. Aaron Rodgers, the fact that you could picture him sitting down, and the fact that Aaron Rodgers said he has privately gone to Vegas to see Pauly D perform was not a joke. So Aaron Rodgers.
There's pictures and receipts to prove it.
That's
so
pretty wild.
It's interesting. And it was a double doozy. It humanized a very strange guy, right? Made you like him a little more. At least that's where we're going with right now. And it won over the East Coast fans. That's what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm glad that everyone in the room admits that at one point we all liked
the
show.
Ramos hasn't said anything.
Sure.
Ah, he didn't. I knew it. He didn't.
Ramos is like, Ramos, I hate the situation.
Ramos no, like, he said he just never watched.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
I did not.
But you
I mean,
remember how popular it was.
I do. It was, what was the girl that, Snooki. That's Snooki. The one I remember the most, yeah.
Snooki, man. Yeah, they were all like, they were all personable, funny. I remember
In fact, Ramos, Snooki's our pal. Do you have a clip there?
I do have a clip. Let me grab it for you here.
Hey, this is Snooki, and you're listening to my sexy boys, Covino and Rich.
Thank you, Snooki.
Thank you, sexy boys.
Sexy boys.
Question is, was she hungover when she recorded that?
Likely.
Maybe.
Maybe even drunk.
Oh, it's possible. They were train wrecks, but they were likable train wrecks.
Covino, did they, I mean, I know you guys are both from the East Coast, but did they properly represent what you felt was like the person you are or the person you were at that age or is
no,
it
they,
a little
they,
bit over the
they
top?
Were, they were almost, they were great character, like a great caricature of like the typical, like every group of friends knew someone's like, this guy's like this. Everyone thinks they knew someone that should have been on the show.
Right, like Spot's brother.
Like Spot's
or
brother
like me,
yeah.
You know, in my early days, but I wasn't as much of a dancing guy as a lot of these dudes. But I think so, Ramos. I really do. That's what the Jersey Shore is like. It's a party spot. So I think they just picked the most over-the-top characters to represent. But, yeah, it was pretty accurate.
All right. While Dan Beyer does his update, I'm going to take off my shirt and dance.
John didn't watch because we called him JWoww years back. And then
hey, it's JWoww, and you're listening to Covino and Rich. Ooh. Love you guys.
Love you,
JWoww. Oh, she was definitely drunk.
So wait, John Ramos, you're the original JWoww?
Yeah. Hey, it's JWoww, and you're listening to Covino and Rich. Love you guys.
She was actually beating someone up as she did that.
That's what was
great.
Yeah.
Day baseball, guys. We start out in Philadelphia.
Ruiz kicks and deals in the pitch. Swung on, lifted deep. Right center field. Smith going back, looking up, and it's on the track and down for a hit. Guthrie has scored, and the Phillies have won it. And boy, did they need it.
Alec Boehm with the RBI single and extras. Phillies top the Diamondbacks 6-5 on 94 WIP in the Phillies Radio Network. Game was tied in the ninth by Trey Turner's two-run shot for Philadelphia. Rangers over the Pirates 3-2. White Sox blank the Guardians 6-0. Brewers blanking of the Astros 4-0. Twins won against the Giants 7-1. On the ice, East Finals tonight, Hurricanes and Panthers, 8:30 Eastern Time. It's game four. At the end of your first year, discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan Beyer, the sweetest Dan you'll ever meet. The sweetest anchor you'll ever meet.
He's a blast in a glass.
So funny. I would have never pictured. See, we're getting to know Dan Beyer. I would have never thought he liked Vanderpump Rules. I would have never thought he liked the Jersey Shore.
Dan Beyer's like an...
Housewives, too?
No, you don't get...
This is wild to me.
Dan Beyer's one of those guys. He's got layers, like an onion.
The more you peel...
Like, Dan's got a lot to him. That's why I like Dan Beyer.
So that's why he didn't like movies. He was just so wrapped up in trash TV.
I like it. All right, well, hey, listen. Kavino and Rich, we got more next. We're going to get to John Morant and John C. Reilly, midweek major, all this stuff. But got to let you guys know about our friends at Tire Rack. They make it easy to shop for tires. It could be deflating, but not at Tire Rack. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. That's just the start.
And did you know they test tires? They got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Great traction and comfortable ride. They share the results so you can make an informed choice.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Not sure where to begin? Try the Tire Decision Guide for a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
And they sell only the best. The full line of Continental tires ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection.
Mobile tire installation is available in many areas. They'll bring tires to your house or your job. Install them on site. So you go to TireRack.com/sports. See the Continental test results and special offers.
TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? It's your boy, DJ Pauly D. I invented GTL, but I haven't had time for tanning and laundry because I've been too busy listening to Covino and Rich. GCR, baby. Jim, Covino, and Rich. Listen to my dudes.
That's right.
That's my guy right there. DJ Pauly D.
Hey!
My second favorite after... DJ Ramos, of course.
Hey, you know what?
Playing some LMFAO in the background.
Maybe we could get the exclusives over McAfee if we just let Aaron Rodgers know we're big Jersey Shore guys.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell if that's awesome or embarrassing that we have that.
I love how he's reading it, too.
Yeah. Hey, Pauly D sounded like he was 15 years old.
It was
right
almost
there.
Like I could imagine if I want to take a time machine and go back, like, what, 10 years? I feel like Spot, after the show, was like...
I definitely wrote that.
Spot was probably like, yo, Pauly, do you want to read this first? And Pauly's like, yeah, no problem, Spot.
What's up? It's your boy, DJ Pauly
D. What's up? It's your boy, DJ Pauly D. I invented GTO, but I haven't had time for tanning and laundry because I've been too busy listening to Covino and Rich. GCR, baby. Jim, Covino, and Rich. Listen to my dudes.
Yeah, that's right. GCR, bro. I still say that. Yeah. I say that every day. GCR, baby.
GCR. Supernatural.
Yeah, Covino and Rich. And you know what, DJ Paulie D? Super successful. Always a nice dude. Always smiling. He is what you saw on TV, and he was a good DJ. Danny G is an actual DJ. You gave him credit for that, right?
Yeah, most definitely. A friend of mine, DJ Cyber Kid, opens for him and gets to travel with Pauly D, and these cities go nuts for his sets, yeah. Like sold-out crowds.
Yo, I don't know if it's women all over the country, but East Coast women, they could have made fun of these characters all day, but Pauly D... good-looking women who are always hanging around Pauly D. Like, they must have loved that wall of hair.
Well, dude, remember what I said before about LeBron? LeBron's not a come-to-you kind of guy. He's a come-to-me kind of guy. Think about Aaron Rodgers. He went to see Pauly D.
Know what that means?
He went to see him spin.
So, Aaron Rodgers, again, doing everything to make me like him more. And I'm not a Jets fan, but, you know... the ayahuasca, though, was interesting. I'm not against it. I, for all I know, maybe I'll try it one day. The darkness retreat, he's a peculiar guy, but going to the Knicks game, going to the Rangers game, now telling the East Coast people that I love the Jersey Shore, it's making Jet fans pumped to have this guy behind center. I promise you. New Yorkers are like, yo, this guy's not so bad. Oh.
Yeah, no, it helps. It helps. He found a common ground with a lot of East Coast people. And me.
You want to give everyone a little sample of the song you wrote?
Not really. I'm sort of dreading it. But this song actually made it onto the show. It's called We Don't Pump Our Gas, We Pump Our Fist. DJ Ramos!
What I said was the state can crush the individual.
New Jersey?
The government.
Everybody, pump their fist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
GCR, baby. Jim,
we don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
Jersey.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
Yeah, baby.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
Yeah, buddy.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
You stop it now.
Oh, man. Why? It's so good.
Stop it now.
Let's get to the good part.
I was just getting to the good part.
Sounded good. I was enjoying that. There was not a lot of lyrics, but you know.
Well, that's the beginning.
Oh, wait. There's more.
Yeah, let's hear more.
Yeah, there's more. We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
Can you fast forward?
If you're with fine girls, you're on the list. Down the Jersey Shore, they pump in this. Cause we don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
You can stop it now, Ramos.
Why, man? Everybody's fired up.
The best lyric, dude. If you're with fine girls, you're on the list.
Hey, man, that's how we roll in Jersey, man.
Just wait. There's a bridge where they do a roll call of all cities in New Jersey.
No.
It's great. You know what? DJ Ramos, you got to add it to your set, I guess. That's all. How do you think
of
DJ Pauly D?
Of course, anything for you, Covino.
How
you know
think
that.
How do you think Pauly D built that crowd?
Man. Did Scotch Plains make the list?
It did not.
Oh, what?
Are you sure?
Oh,
no, it did. I think it did.
Oh, yeah. Better.
I think it did.
Well, hey, guess what? Aaron Rodgers was probably pumping his fist to that song.
Send him that song.
Back in the early 2000s.
Yo, Aaron Rodgers just DM'd us. You guys are legit.
They should play that when Rodgers runs out onto the field for the first time.
Nice. Oh, yeah,
Covino's going to start getting 25-cent residuals.
That's when I went by the moniker of the Dirty Jersey Poets. Yeah, that's who created that song.
Now, Covino, I did ask Danny, because the podcast obviously can't have music, but he said, you give us the rights to put that on. 100%.
I'm the creator.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a wrinkle if Covino turned around and sued FSR
for
playing his big hit song?
There it is.
Millions.
Without his permission.
You know what? For those of you that want more, maybe you could find it online somewhere. I don't know. But thank you guys for hanging out. But a humanized Aaron Rodgers. I liked it.
Yeah. So, hey, listen, we got more coming up. We'll talk some John Morant, some John C. Reilly, some NBA, some Major League Baseball. A lot of fun right here. CNR on FSR. Hang tight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.